Hello, my name is Jim O'Connor. I'm one of the Heart Bowler Priests. Battles are often won in the mind. There's probably no greater example of this than the battle for Jerusalem during World War I. The Ottoman Turks controlled Jerusalem. They had a fierce army and a great empire. The British Expeditionary Forces had a mission to take Jerusalem from the Ottoman Turks. And they didn't have the forces to do it. General Allenby had a great idea. He had his troops drop leaflets from hot air balloons onto the city. The leaflets read, "Leave Jerusalem at once," signed Allenby. Allenby's penmanship was kind of poor, so it looked like it said "Allah be," which means "Allah commands." The Turks, reading this, left the city immediately. The moral of this is that the war was won, the battle was won in the mind. And Jerusalem was freed from the clutches of the Ottoman Turks by this very simple fact. We need to understand in these end times that our will to fight and our will to resist and our will to do what Jesus wants us to do, if it's greater than the enemy's, we will prevail.
Lord, give us wise, self-controlled, patient, faithful, and courageous hearts. Fill our souls with devotion to your service and strengthen us against all temptations. Amen. The Lord began, "The battle within your minds is one of most importance that must be in sync with my word." Satan cannot read your minds, but he can influence your thoughts, my people. You must guard against unholy thoughts and bring your body into subjection from pride, lust, fear, anxiety, and selfishness. Intentionally shape your thought life in truth, my truth. The battle in your mind begins with untrue thoughts given to you by the enemy. Scripture is your barometer of truth to measure against these thoughts and take them captive and immediately depose of them. Your thoughts are very powerful, so take proactive measures to combat negative thoughts by telling others of the blessings I've given you and ask me for a grateful heart, and I will cultivate one in you. When you give in to corrupt thoughts through opinions, hunger of lust and power, along with convictions that exalt against the knowledge of God, you are allowing the enemy to first affect your mind and then alter your behavior. Your weapons are not carnal, but mighty in me. Strongholds are demolished only by spiritual weapons. Every thought that is not from me, you must bind it and remove them permanently from your minds. How, you ask? By asking Holy Spirit to take control of your thoughts. Faith is placing your trust in me. Faith is a spiritual weapon that can cast down every stronghold and carnal thought. As children of God, you are engaged in a spiritual battle. As such, your weapons of choice are not fleshly, but spiritual. As my followers, you must carry your armor daily. And at times, you need to re-equip yourself with your armor and put on additional pieces of protection as you feel moved by my Spirit. My double-edged sword is for you to carry for offense and defense. The sword of the Spirit is also the Word of God. The helmet, breast and back plates, belt, shoes, and shield are your defensive weapons. My word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces the soul and spirit and is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart. When you allowed your thoughts, Elizabeth, to center on worldly things as you did earlier this morning, you let the devils in and they pounced on you. Because my hedge of protection was temporarily lifted, giving way to your self-will. I allowed you to experience that horrible dream which you now still replay in your mind because darkness ran roughshod over you and your defenses were down. Once you turned your thoughts back to me and began speaking in your heavenly language, you were able to overcome evil and drive the enemy back. This is what happens, my precious ones, when you are not focused on me, studying my word, listening to worship and praise music, and reading holy books. All it takes is one negative thought, and off you go, falling into the enemy's trap that had been deceptively planned and laid out for you. Dear ones, negative, fearful, unwanted thoughts do not come from me, but from Satan, the father of lies. And he is good at manipulating wrong thoughts in your mind. Know and use scripture to injure your enemy. Hide my word in your hearts so that you will not fall into sin. As my soldiers, you do not go to war without training and weapons. I am your warrior God, and your mind is precious to me. Practice gratitude and give thanks in all things. Always look for the good in situations. This will shift your mind into positive thinking. Set your mind on me, and this will guard against any worldly infiltration. And that was the end of his message. I was thinking about Colossians chapter 3. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Dear heart dwellers, let us all focus and meditate on a chapter or verse and write it down in your journal. Keep a gratitude journal of all that you are thankful for, everything that the Lord has provided for you and blessed you with. Proclaim verses against the battle in your mind. When you find yourself getting caught up in the lies that the devil whispers into your thoughts, speak life. God is life, and he breathed life into us. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee, James 5:7, and speak to your mountain to be moved, Mark 11:23. Study God's attributes and remember how big your Creator is in all things. Complete trust in the power of Jesus can help us win the battle of the mind. If you look to yourself and rely on your abilities, you will fail. Look to your Lord, and therein lies the victory. God bless you, our wonderful family.